three pilot divisions are the North Inner City, South Inner City in Dublin and Waterford. And the reason for that is the body cams are in operation in those divisions. So it's that they will be able to see how they work and how effective they are. But I mean, they are in operation in the Northwest region at the moment, and armed support unit. Actually, armed response units have them, and they've been deployed successfully on a number of occasions. And I've seen them in operation, actually, when operational in Cavan. I've seen tasers in operation, and they are very, very effective and actually very, very safe. Their international research has shown that they're actually the safest form of personal protective equipment that police use. They're safer than pepper spray and they're safer than batons. So it's a positive story. It's a positive development, and it's something that the GRA have campaigned for a long time. And the safety and welfare of our members are paramount, and this will certainly add to that and help protect our members and members of the public.
From the members of the GRA that would be serving in the armed response unit and would have had an opportunity to use these tasers, so far the findings have been positive.
Yes, and it's been shown, international research and local research as well has shown that once the taser is taken from the holster and actually pointed at some suspect, in 90% of occasions, the red dot that goes on the suspect, it stops the suspect from carrying on any further. So it's not even deploying it, it's the threat of deployment is very effective.
Could there be an argument made here that if the 6-month pilot project is successful, that we could be looking at them maybe being rolled out to regular members of An Garda Síochána sooner rather than later, due to the increase in serious violent confrontations that has taken place in the past?
Yeah, well, that would be our hope. As I said, we've long campaigned for it, and we've campaigned for the body-worn cameras as well. And those are still being piloted, and we're hoping that they'll be fully rolled out. And in tandem with that, we're hoping that the tasers will be rolled out. But look, training's a huge issue. It will take a long time to get everybody trained up on it. It's something that we've gone about a lot, is in service training and in-person training for the deployment of such such equipment. And it's vitally important that the training is up to standard and that every single member receives proper training on it. But we would be hopeful, and as I said, it is a positive development. And the commissioner, once the commissioner was appointed, Justin Kelly, I think he came out straight away on the day he was appointed and said he was looking at introducing tasers. So very, very positive.